Week one vocabulary. Claimed means said. Have you ever claimed to be a US citizen? Registered means signed up. Have you ever registered to vote in any federal, state, or local election in the United States? Hereditary title means special title in a royal family like king or queen. Do you now have or did you ever have a hereditary title or an order of nobility in any foreign country? Legally incompetent, a person who cannot make their own decisions because of mental illness. Confined to a mental institution means forced to stay in a special hospital for mental illness. Have you ever been declared legally incompetent or been confined to a mental institution? Week two vocabulary. Overdue means late. Do you owe any overdue federal, state, or local taxes? Filed a tax return means sent in your tax form. Have you ever not filed a federal, state, or local tax return since you became a lawful permanent resident? Communist Party means political group that wants government to own all businesses. Have you ever been a member of or in any way associated with the Communist Party? Totalitarian Party means political group that wants total power. Have you ever been a member of or in any way associated with any other totalitarian party? Terrorist organization means a group that tries to get power by making people afraid. Have you ever been a member of or in any way associated with a terrorist organization? Week three vocabulary. Accommodation means a change in how you take the test because of a disability. Are you requesting an accommodation because of your disabilities or impairments? Overthrow means attack or kill the leaders of the government. Have you ever advocated the overthrow of any government by force or violence? Persecuted means hurt someone because of their religion or a group they are in. Have you ever persecuted any person because of race, religion, national origin, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion? Genocide means killing all of the people from a group. Were you ever involved in any way with genocide? Torture means badly hurting someone. Were you ever involved in any way with torture? Week four, N400 vocabulary. Were you ever a member of, or did you ever serve in, help or otherwise participate in any of the following groups? Military unit means soldiers working for the government, like the army. Militia, paramilitary, rebel group, guerrilla group, or insurgent group means groups that fight with guns but not for the government. Police unit means people who work for the government to stop crime. Self-defense or vigilante unit means groups that act like they are police, but they do not work for the government. Next question is, were you ever a worker, volunteer, or soldier, or did you otherwise ever serve in any of the following? Prison, jail, prison camp, detention facility, labor camp. All of those mean a place where people are forced to stay. Week 5 N400 vocabulary. Marital status means single, married, divorced, or widowed. What is your current marital status? Weapon means gun or bomb. Threaten means say you will hurt someone if they do not do what you want. Were you ever part of any group, or did you ever help any group, unit, or organization that used a weapon against any person or threatened to do so? Did you ever sell, give, or provide weapons to any person, or help another person sell, give, or provide weapons to any person? Training means classes. Did you ever receive any type of military, paramilitary, or weapons training? Combat means fight in a war. Did you ever use any person under 15 years of age to do anything that helped or supported people in combat? Week 6, N400 vocabulary. Committed a crime means did something illegal. Arrested means the police put you in handcuffs. Have you ever committed, assisted in committing, or attempted to commit a crime or offense for which you were not arrested? Cited means the police gave you a ticket. Have you ever been arrested, cited, or detained by any law enforcement officer for any reason? Convicted means a judge says you did the crime. Have you ever been convicted of a crime or offense? Alternative sentencing means you do not have to go to jail, you have to help the community. Have you ever been placed in an alternative sentencing or a rehabilitative program? Week 7, N400 vocabulary. Habitual drunkard means someone who drinks too much alcohol every day. Have you ever been a habitual drunkard? Prostitution means to get or give money to have sex. Have you ever been a prostitute or procured anyone for prostitution? Smuggled means carried something illegal. Have you ever sold or smuggled controlled substances, illegal drugs, or narcotics? Immigration benefit means a green card. Have you ever married someone in order to obtain an immigration benefit? Alimony means if you get a divorce, the money that you pay to help your ex-spouse. Have you ever failed to support your dependents or to pay alimony? Week 8, N400 vocabulary. enter the U.S. illegally means come to the U.S. when they are not allowed. Have you ever helped anyone to enter or try to enter the United States illegally? Gambled means bet money on a game. Have you ever gambled illegally or received income from illegal gambling? Misrepresentation means not true. Have you ever made any misrepresentation to obtain any public benefit in the United States? False, fraudulent, or misleading means not true. Have you ever given any U.S. government officials any information or documentation that was false, fraudulent, or misleading? Lied means said something that is not true. Have you ever lied to any U.S. government officials to gain entry or admission into the United States or to gain immigration benefits while in the United States? Week 9, N400 vocabulary. Deported or deportation means made you leave the United States. Removed or removal means made you leave the United States. Excluded or exclusion means not allowed to enter the United States. Have you ever been removed, excluded, or deported from the United States? Ordered means the U.S. government told you something that you have to do. Have you ever been ordered, removed, excluded, or deported from the United States? Rescission means the U.S. government takes away your green card. Have you ever been placed in removal, exclusion, rescission, or deportation proceedings? Are removal, exclusion, rescission, or deportation proceedings currently pending against you? Week 10, N400 vocabulary. Armed forces means military or army. Have you ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces? Are you currently a member of the U.S. Armed Forces? Court-martialed means you cannot be in the Army anymore because you did something bad. Have you ever been court-martialed, administratively separated, or disciplined, or have you received an other than honorable discharge while in the U.S. Armed Forces? Deserted means leave your job in the Army by sneaking away. Have you ever deserted from the U.S. Armed Forces? Exemption from service means a doctor says you cannot be in the Army. Have you ever applied for any kind of exemption from military service in the U.S. Armed Forces? Selective service means when you get a number in case there is a draft to make people join the Army. If you are a male who lived in the United States at any time between your 18th and 26th birthdays, when did you register for the Selective Service? Week 11, N400 vocabulary. Support means agree with. Form of government of the United States is democracy, freedom, and voting. Do you support the Constitution and form of government of the United States? Oath of Allegiance means promise to be loyal to the United States. Do you understand the full Oath of Allegiance to the United States? Are you willing to take the full Oath of Allegiance to the United States? Week 12, N400 Vocabulary. If the law requires it means if the government says you have to do something. Bear arms means carry weapons and fight in the army. If the law requires it, are you willing to bear arms on behalf of the United States? Non-combatant means not fighting. If the law requires it, are you willing to perform non-combatant services in the U.S. Armed Forces? Perform work of national importance means help in an emergency. If the law requires it, are you willing to perform work of national importance under civilian direction?